Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. You know, I always talk about Live PD being my favorite TV show.
Yes.
90 Day Fiancé is a pretty close second, man. Anybody watching that besides me and SBK and Mo?
I've seen it. I know what it is.
Yeah. I can't stop watching it, and last night I watched it for a second time, the same episode. It's fantastic. It's about mostly people who go to other countries to find a mate, and then bring them over here. And
with the draw being, you get to become an American citizen because you're marrying this person.
Well, and, you know, maybe that's what you see, Galvin. What I see is they find love. True love.
Oh, okay.
Lies.
Although last night there seemed to be one where they were fighting and they felt like the marriage is over. And it didn't seem like it was based on citizenship. It was a lady from Colombia who was dating a straight up white bread guy from Oklahoma. She moved here and moved to Oklahoma with him.
Mm-hmm.
Then he packed up and moved to Miami with her because she wanted to pursue a career in modeling. And by modeling, I mean like trashy lingerie modeling.
And plus, she'd probably know more people down there.
Right. Yeah. But she seemed to, her problems with the marriage were, you changed, you're not paying attention to me, you're not helping me out. He's like, I work too much, trying to support us. So it wasn't like the rest of them where he's like, listen, I never loved you. I just wanted to be a citizen. And then when you, another chick who was married to a guy who she's getting divorced from now, they let her know, hey, listen, 10 years you agreed to be responsible for him. So if he goes out and commits a crime or he owes money, it's all going to come back on you for 10 years.
And it's not just guys getting girls. No. It's also girls getting guys as well.
Yeah, it's really weird. So she was the girl who got the guy, the one that wants a divorce now. And then he was a guy who got the girl, which is the hot one, that moved to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting how it all works out. I find myself feeling terrible for the ladies.
You know how you solve that whole problem, though, is if you go somewhere, say you go over to Russia and you get a girl, and then she comes back and you get married and do that stuff, and she's like, I don't like it here, I want divorce, whatever, you kill her.
Kill her.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's the rule.
That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
What? She gave up her rights.
Whoever goes and gets the other person from the other country,
It depends on the country.
USA! USA!
You can't kill a girl from England. You can't kill a girl from Italy. Mm. Anything in Central or Lower South America, you can kill. And anything from Eastern European bloc, you can kill.
Yeah.
It's in the rules. It's in the immigration law, right. I'm pretty sure. I'm not a lawyer, but I think so.
And any country that has two continents next to each other.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. I keep forgetting. I got to write back to him. My cousin, you know my cousin that my grandmother talks about that's a lawyer?
Mm-hmm.
Where she does mean tweets. And she goes, why couldn't you be like your cousin? He's a lawyer. He is an immigration lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
And he emailed me the other day.
Is that how you say that? He is immigration lawyer?
He is an immigration lawyer. I said it right.
I don't know.
Did you see Pete Holmes' stand-up special?
No.
He said, as you get older, there's words that you can't say. Was it Pete Holmes, I think? I can't remember. But it was edited it. He's trying to say that when you're in a fight with somebody and you go, right. I edited it.
Yeah.
Anyway. He's an immigration attorney, and he said if we have any questions regarding, you know, the Trump and the wall, we now have somebody to call. We have an authorite on the subject. Have you been following the Nikki Bella and John Cena?
No, I have not, but I saw something about her saying that she is not able to masturbate.
Yes, Nikki Bella, who called off her engagement to John Cena 3 months ago and is now on the new episodes of Total Bellas, she says what may have driven the couple apart. She said that while she was hosting her bachelorette party in Paris with her sister and her mother and a bunch of other people, she said, imagine watching your man do a sex scene and have the whole world see his big butt, you know, you get visuals. I couldn't masturbate forever because I just think of that one sex scene. So she's saying it's clouding her thoughts. Now her saying that she masturbates so much that she couldn't do it anymore has created a whole new scenario for me.
Really?
Yeah. Yo, me.
Where you'll have no problem.
No problem now. She just fixed any problems that I might have had.
This whole article I read, and all I can think now is this whole thing is just a big work.
Total work.
Garbage. Listen to this. Listen to this jabroni over here.
Come on, using the lingo. Get out of it.
It is a total work. I don't even. Ridiculous.
You're sure it's not a shoot?
No, it's a work.
It is a work?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Shoot
it's
real.
Driving ratings like, for her show.
Oh, yeah. The show is hugely successful.
Stupid Bella.
And I have to tell you, I really enjoy watching all those pretty ladies together, but I've never seen that show. Ever. Like, I might have seen clips on the internet, but I've never sat down and watched a show.
If you follow any of them on social media, you're basically watching the show just in little clips on social media.
And I would imagine stuff that's coming out on the show happened 3 months ago.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, well, they're already married again. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know.
They're showing, I guess this was from one of the movies, it's one of John Cena's new teens, where he's completely naked, and what a fantastic body. Like, he's in great shape. And then he's got a towel hanging on his wiener, and it just hangs there, which I can do with a washcloth, and he's doing it with like a full body bath towel.
like a beach towel.
Yeah.
He's doing it with a car cover.
Like one of those beach blankets that they lay down. Yeah. I don't like that at all. That makes me feel terrible.
He's doing it with a king size comforter.
I'm back to not being able to masturbate now because of this. He really looks like an action figure, but his head is getting old. His face looks like an old man. Like he's now the old guy who used to be in the military.
So the drip down,
Well, you have to call him sir. Well, hey, Nikki, I know I moved to Lutz, but if you have a problem masturbating, call me. I'm available for you. I'll help you out. I believe Dr. Sandra Lee is going to join us. She is known to the world now and on her new television show as Dr. Pimple Popper. Let's get her on the phone. How you doing, Doc?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you kidding? I'm a longtime fan of yours through Snapchat. Yeah? Oh, I've been watching Snapchat. You popping gross things for a long time now.
Well, that's awesome. Then you're a popaholic, and I love you.
Well, I have to tell you, when I was in high school, which is usually when guys start getting their most pimples, I was one of the few kids in school who did not. Like, my friends would go for the distance. They'd pop zits and see if they could hit the mirror. That stuff grossed me out. Yeah. I didn't want to have anything to do with that. Not only was it painful, but I didn't want to do it to myself, let alone somebody else. What made you want to do this?
You know, I just kind of tripped over it. I mean, it just kind of happened because I started an Instagram account like 3.5 years ago, and I decided to kind of show a window into my world as a dermatologist in general. But early on, I posted a blackhead extraction video, and it got a lot of attention. And I thought, what the heck is this? There's something going on here. So I did it again, and it happened again. And it was through that I kind of realized that there was this subculture on the internet of people who shared popping videos.
It's awful and awesome at the same time.
Yeah, and I mean, I think, I just thought, oh my gosh, I could be their queen. You know, like I have, this is what I do. I have access to this at work. So I just started to post things, just to see what happened. And since then, I mean, 3 years. Look, I mean, it's ridiculous. Really, it's crazy. I have like over 2.5 billion views on YouTube, and now I have a TV show. I mean, this is all about pimple popping.
It's genius is what it is. And also, and I don't mean this in a negative way, this is quite the positive, but it certainly helps that you're extremely attractive. Nobody wants to watch an old Jewish guy pop pimples, but a hot, young, kind of Asian lady, that's the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, you got to use everything you got, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm watching the Snapchats, and in addition to seeing pimple popping, all of a sudden we're in Vegas eating some Japanese food, and I'm like, now we're talking.
Yeah. That is probably the one that is like the most risque, the least about pimple popping.
But it gives you a little bit into your life as well as a pimple popper.
Yeah, yes. I enjoy my family and my friends, you know, and pimple popping is like my public persona, but you know, that Snapchat probably shows a little bit more about my life that I feel like you know a little bit too much about me.
I enjoy it. Trust me. Now, a couple of things I want to ask you. One is, what is it? Is it a majority of the same thing when you get a guy that comes in and he's, because they just saw a clip right now while I'm talking to you. When people come to you and they have that, it looks almost like a golf ball's under their skin. Is that usually some, now I had it one time, but it was like a hematoma, something broke in there and a button, the blood got caught, but you were looking like you were removing something.
Yeah, I mean, usually when you have a bump under the skin, it could be a hematoma, but usually somebody will give a history of trauma to the area. But cysts are really common to look like that, as are lipomas, which are two kind of things that you sort of, you can pop out of the skin. And the fact that I'm a dermatologic surgeon really allowed me to be able to sort of do these things and show them to the world. And it's been kind of like a win-win-win for everybody because, you know, it satisfies these people, these popaholics out there that like to watch these types of videos. And then it helps this patient who, you know, some of these people, they have cysts and, or bumps that grow really big because they haven't really found a doctor that can help them or they haven't been able to see a doctor, you know, to treat them. And then, you know, and for me, it's just that you get to, you know, we get to videotape these and bring them to the world then.
You have anybody come in with one of those bot fly bites where it has all the stuff in there?
No.
Ugh.
No, and I don't want to see that.
No.
How bad does a lot of this stuff smell when it's coming out?
I don't really smell it. I don't try. I wear a mask, and it ruins your day if you get splashed by a cyst.
Oh, day. It would ruin my life.
Splashed like by a cyst, like it's a Shamu splash.
Yeah, but I mean, I would have to say the majority of them don't smell, but I don't put my nose in them. So I can imagine that they smell like, you know, because a lot of these cysts are just dead skin cells that are wet and trapped under the skin. So imagine what that would smell like if that's been for 30 years. You know,
Lord, this is disgusting, but awesome.
Smells like, one of my staff that used to work at like a Sam's Club says that it smells just like she'd get a return of Progresso soup that boiled. She said it smelled just like that.
This is Dr. Sandra Lee, the show Dr. Pimple Popper, the second show of the new season, airs Wednesday at 10 o'clock on TLC. I've been seeing a lot of ads for it because I'm watching my second favorite show, 90 Day Fiancé, all the time. And now, are you married? Have a boyfriend?
I am married. I have two kids.
Okay, so are you constantly trying to... I know, don't tell anybody because you look hot, so it works out. Are you constantly trying to pop your husband's zits like my wife does to me? I'll be driving, I'll be walking, and she'll just run up to me and double thumb me?
No, I am not a popaholic myself. I say I'm a born-again popaholic. I mean, if my kid has a big old zit, I'll say, you better take care of that. Like, I don't, in fact, I hate it when people send me other videos that went viral, like a horse abscess, or I get, like, I start to sweat, and my heart beats faster, and I can't even look at it.
What's the grossest thing that you've done that you're like, okay, even this grosses me out?
I mean, a lot of the, well, you know, I'll tell you, I am more grossed out on examining somebody's feet that have bad toenail fungus than somebody that has a big old cyst. Because I just feel like maybe it's sort of I've trained myself to not act grossed out, you know, by it, because I don't want this person to be embarrassed by what they have, because they're, you know, they're coming to see me for this. So I usually try not to act, you know, like at all, like I'm grossed out. So maybe that kind of translates into me not feeling that way. As long as I'm protected, like if I have gloves on and I have a splash mask on, I'm good.
So all the gross stuff, the pimple popping and everything, you are also, I mean, obviously you're a dermatologist. What's the best thing for people's skin? Like staying hydrated, or what's the best thing to do to have nice skin?
Don't pop your own pimples.
No, yeah? Because they'll get infected or what?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of our skin has to do with genetics, you know, like if we get pimples or not, or just many of the skin conditions we get. I mean, a lot of things have to do with, you know, genes and what you're born with and the type of skin that you're born with. So, you know, a lot of times it can't be prevented necessarily, but, you know, if you find a good treatment option, if you see a dermatologist and they give you a treatment option, then, you know, you might be able to get rid of whatever you have.
Mine's been described as perfect.
Yeah.
Is that good? Is that good?
Very handsome.
I'm not sure.
That's why you haven't needed it at all. Yeah.
Well, Doc, I'm looking forward to the second show in the new season, Dr. Pimple
That's
Popper.
The biggest cyst I've ever seen. You'll see it.
What are the biggest?
the biggest cyst I've ever seen. That's saying a lot because I've done a lot of cysts here.
Bigger than that huge lump on that woman's neck last week?
The biggest.
Listen, I'm going to watch this because you have to be careful. You can't do biggest right now because then next season they're going to be like, all right, we got to go to another country and get some freak. All right, Dr. Sandra Lee, please continue with the Snapchat because I love it and I like watching your mom cook food and stuff. And then the show is on TLC Wednesday night, 10 o'clock. Appreciate you calling the show.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Punkin. Okay. Bye. There you go. God, that delay is the crap. She's great. I'm telling you right now. Look, I know you're grossed out by it, but it's fun to watch. I'm watching it. Carmen's playing videos, and I can't stop watching.
I can stop watching. I haven't looked up at the screen the entire time.
Really?
My wife has that tool, Carmen, with the hole in it.
Yeah.
Where you press it against it and pull it out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's not as gentle as I feel like this doctor is.
No, they're not supposed to be, right?
My wife has it's like a metal triangle. Have you seen those?
Well, it's just the lance.
Yeah, and it just
Yeah. So I
stab it and squeeze.
I have this little thing right here. Can you see that at all? It's not a pimple. It's almost like a clear bump.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I had on my nose that I had removed. And Dr. DeBasquale said, "What can I do to? Because I'm getting them." And he said, "Stop getting older."
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "That's what happens." And it's not because you're not washing your face or anything. It's just your skin doesn't really get older. So
you're rotting from the inside.
Right. And my wife constantly wants to cut things off my face. So at Disney, she looked at it and she goes, "Oh, when we go home, I'm going to cut that." I go, "Oh, no, you're not. I don't know if you, I know you went to school, but not for this.
Right.
This is not what I'm going to, I don't want you with sharp objects near my face." I watch the show. I like her.
Yeah.
I've been a longtime fan on Snapchat, and I can't believe she has not run out of things to pop. On Snapchat, every day, she's got a different thing. It's gross. On the show, you could pick three of the ugliest ones,
right,
talk to the people for milk it for a half hour, and then just show it.
You want another scoop of jam or no?
No, I can
squeeze it through a hole in a baggie for you.
I was going to ask her if she ever did genital warts or anything like that, and if she said no, I was like, "Oh, sorry, Spanish."
Thank you.
But I didn't want to do that.
I appreciate that.
Sometimes I feel like if women that you could potentially make sweet love to are listening to the show, when they might hear, they might tune out or before the punchline. I don't want to ruin things.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. See, I know you think sometimes that I hate you, but I don't.
Yeah, no, I do.
I'm lived through. You think I hate you?
No.
Why? Just because it's Tuesday and I still haven't given you a birthday present?
No, I actually totally forgot about that.
I did not.
You didn't give it to him on Sunday at Ian's party?
Well, no. He said he wasn't going to go to Ian's party.
Doesn't matter.
And then he went.
You said you were going to, and you
didn't. Yeah, but then Spanish bailed.
Doesn't matter. You said you were going. You didn't say, if Spanish goes, I'll go. We all said we were going. No, I didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
we knew you
the cool kids.
We knew you wouldn't.
Did you think I was going to go?
I thought for sure you going because we planned a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah.
If you thought for sure, from now on, we'll make side bets.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right.
Like, for real, I'll make you a bet.
I went on Saturday.
You can't tell them, though. Doesn't count. Went Saturday where? You didn't go Saturday.
Canceled
the party wasn't Saturday. Oh, you went out Saturday. I get you.
No,
but you didn't.
No.
All right. We'll start making bets, but you can't tell him.
Okay. Deal.
Okay, let's make a bet. Will I bring your gift tomorrow?
Yeah, my heart says yes. So I'm going to say yes.
I can tell you this. I did buy it.
I imagine it's just moving closer and closer to your front door with each passing day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know
today,
you're buying.
Today, I'm going to put it in the car tonight.
Nice.
So I don't forget about it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your patience and understanding.
Absolutely.
At the same time, thank you to my dad and stepmom, who still never got Father's Day and Mother's Day gifts this year. Thank you very much. This has not been a very good year for me.
Listen, it's 2018. It's all right.
I need an assistant.
Yeah.
You should have Spanish buy his own present. Here, go get a present for yourself. Look surprised.
Look surprised.
Who is more my assistant, Spanish or Carmen?
Spanish.
You agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carmen, you agree with that, too?
Of course.
You're the one that made reservations for me.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, Carmen's more your food assistant.
Yeah.
Or Spanish is your everything else assistant.
I like that title, everything else assistant.
Almost everything else assistant. How about that? It's a little better.
Mm, yeah.
Okay.
I'll assist you.
Spanish.
I'll assist you. I've been doing it, for years, so.
Oh, what are you saying? You're not paid for it? You're not compensated to be my assistant?
And that's not what I said. That's what you're saying.
It's the way you said it,
that's
though.
That's what you're saying.
You were like, I've been doing it anyway.
Nope.
Go get your shine box.
Sure.
Perfect analogy.
Who's on the phone?
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's engineer.
Yeah. Oh, he
scared
me. I thought it was the hotline.
Well, it scared you. I looked down and I thought the hotline was still on. And I went, did I say anything bad about the doctor? It got me nervous for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right. Should we take a break? Where are we at?
Yes.
Oh, Carmen said yes. My assistant said yes.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a quick break. It's the Mike Caldas Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Caldas Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.